by the power of clarity, you'll find more and more points of view, more and more not only of the depth of what your own experience is, but what the depth of the experience is of all beings. And so we're trained that when we have an afflictive state, it's ours. It's all mine. My hideous little world. By the power of clarity, we begin to see that that afflictive state represents the same afflictive state of multitudinous beings, the realm of teeth or, you know, whatever it is, sexual nature, worries about money. It's a direct reflection, mirror-like responsiveness to the afflictive states of countless beings, all the dynamic energy of total potency, of total power and freedom. And so to just be present to those afflictive states in their arising, shining forth from within them, total power, total indestructibility, total and complete sovereignty, nothing to be afraid of in oneself or others. Nothing to be afraid of. That's where power comes from. Allowing everything to be as it is, just as was so beautifully expressed here today. At first, there's an understanding. Wow, nothing has an independent nature. Just the understanding alone is such a boon. It is such an incredible good fortune, just the simple intellectual understanding. However, by the power of introduction to clarity in short moments, that intellectual understanding slips naturally into instinctive recognition. That instinctive recognition and understanding are the first evidence and demonstration of potent benefit. No destination of benefit to get to. No destination of service to get to. Clarity itself, potent benefit to every one of us immediately. No matter what our afflictive state is, it is the sign, evidence, and demonstration of clarity potency. No matter what you call it, the fear of oneself slips away in the instinctive recognition, the fearlessness of the instinctive recognition, being able to encounter everything, no matter how hideous, all the gruesome, heinous metaphors popping up related to one's experience of oneself. Hells and heavens and everything in between. All the potency of clarity. Any one can become a whole world if we want to go in there. Right? Just the simplicity, the solidity that carries us through. Everything all at once in each moment, understanding, instinctive recognition, potent benefit, inseparable. If your own point of view, no matter what it is, seems unbearable, the four main states, rugged. If you're the last person on earth, the four mainstays are rugged. stay with what you are always in your indestructible nature. You can't get out of it. Might as well acknowledge it. All your special flavors, whatever they are, of your individualized identity, they're expressions of the indivisible identity that unites us all in great mutuality. We're looking as a society for release from all our problems in intellectual muttering, coming up with intellectual solutions. The solution is in what was expressed here today. Getting real with who we are. That's where our potency is. It doesn't mean sitting around and talking about it. It means recognizing in the instant of the afflictive state the clarity potency that prevails. Very humbling, as was mentioned. Very humbling after all the doing and paper shuffling and gigabytes of information. Very humbling. In the kind of humility that we find within ourselves, we find what is really stable. Everything we've tried to avoid, the deep, dark feelings that we have, the emotions, the thoughts, the memories we don't want to think about, whatever they are, the sensations we don't want to encounter, accidents, aging, sickness, death. All of this, clarity is sovereign. All of it a demonstration of clarity potency. By the power of clarity, we see solutions to what ails us, just as all of you have so beautifully expressed here today. All afflictive states whatsoever have no limit or restriction on indestructibility. They are the evidence of indestructibility. We learn that they will destroy us. They can if we think they're real. We tend to get way out there somewhere. Where is it? I'm spaced out. But in afflictive states, we're not spaced out. We're solid to the core, right? We know where the energy is. It's not in some weird realm over there where blissful beings are hanging out. The afflictive states are the blissful beings. Interestingly enough. And this is what clarity allows us, the good fortune, the incredible gift, the most wonderful boon, a big release and relief from all the psychological and intellectual turmoil and struggle. Never too young, never too old. If you're just at the beginning with a simple understanding, or if you have broken through all afflictive states whatsoever, it matters not. You're in strong, indestructible community and family. The indestructible clarity family. No one can ever get out of it. No one is born into it. No one dies from it. The constant affiliation throughout all circumstances. always loved and provided for, taken care of. This is what clarity is. No matter what the age is or the circumstances, clarity is the core, the pervasive core of any kind of educational process. So any situation that you're in, that you hope to learn about, that you hope to be able to contribute something to, that answer is in clarity. The commitment first is to clarity. The instruction from clarity. How do we gain confidence and clarity to the point of complete surety? It's by trusting clarity moment to moment. Trusting clarity moment to moment. Then it is the priority. It's the absolute priority. The clarity guides the way. Not all the muttering. The clarity guides the way, showing what to do and how to act. The demand to be a certain way, to perform a certain way, to do things a certain way in order to have what we need, all of that settles down. More and more, all is given in mutual responsiveness, everyone taking care of each other naturally, without any elaborate systems of bartering, exchange. I see this totally alive right here. Just as is represented right here in this group this afternoon, the great courage of allowing everything to be as it is. Allowing everything to be as it is. The dynamic energy of clarity. No need to indulge points of view. Avoid them or replace them. Nothing to hide out from. No one to hide out. Once someone is introduced to clarity, even if they never think about it again at the moment of death, whoa, I remember that. It's okay. The points of view, they slip in and out. There's no way to grab one. I know it was there. Easygoing power and fearlessness. Maybe you heard some things here today that you had never even knew you felt. But when you heard them from someone else, it felt like you were being ripped to shreds. That's because that's you too. That's why it struck you so deeply. From out of the blue. All of this within us, no matter what it is. A greatly empowering situation for everyone to share everything as it is without getting into a big trip and story about it. In this simple way, everything is known to be like space. All of us instinctively recognize this in exactly the same way. It's in the pit of hell. And then realizing that pleasant states are no different. They are not distinct. Now, in my own case, all of a sudden, all these afflictive states grabbed me by the throat, throttled me to the ground. That could happen to you too, but probably not. There weren't any antidotes that worked anymore. that's the same as it is for everyone here, or you wouldn't be sitting here. The antidotes don't work anymore. The clarity solution is the key. And just like you, this is what I saw too. So we're evidence of that to each other. Short moments. Inseparable from the energy of the afflictive state. If we start slapping around the afflictive state, it loses its energy. If we let it be as it is, boom. Instead of feeling all wiped out by everything we're feeling or depressed, we feel energized, fearless, fierce, and wrathful. Some of us have more experience in knowing what our afflictive states are. We've been around for decades examining our afflictive states. And maybe we've had friends we could sit around and talk about them too, you know. Hours and hours. Oh, yes. The mother and the father and the grandmothers and grandfathers and the school teachers and the church and everything else. Oh, what it did. Oh, those parents of mine, they were hippies or they were capitalists or, you know, whatever our complaint is. By just letting those points of view be as they are, then we open up into this whole new arena, as was expressed here today, of the real depth and profundity of what it is to be a human being. And we really get it. We totally and completely get it, that we are helplessly attracted in clarity. We're completely mutual together in the potent force of clarity. Connect in. That's what short moments is. We all want connection, and that's where connection is. It's in that short moment.